comparable to asthma, it's comparable to diabetes, it's comparable to depression. These are major healthcare challenges.
That's Mark Donohue, head of the Rare Diseases Business Unit for the big pharma company GlaxoSmithKline. GSK leads the pack in the number of drugs for rare diseases approved. It has 14. And yet, there are about 7,000 rare diseases out there.
I think industry historically has gone after the common diseases.
Ed Masculini is vice president of orphan and genetic diseases at Pfizer, another big pharma player. He says that up to now, rare diseases have offered less return on investment.
Well, the markets are smaller. There's fewer number of physicians treating those patients. The development can be challenging in terms of patient recruitment.
Add to that list strong patents on big blockbuster drugs, a lack of technology and understanding to fight genetic disorders, and you begin to understand why, so far, big pharma has steered shy of tackling rare diseases. But times have changed, says GSK's Mark Donohue.
The progress in technologies and the progress in genomics are helping the likelihood of finding a cure. And we believe, and others believe, in the industry that it's a good time to invest more research and put more development effort behind rare disease.
What's also helping focus minds is that patents on blockbuster drugs are running out. Dr. Olivier Menzel is president of the Black Swan Foundation, one of the few organizations raising funds for rare diseases research in Switzerland. He says this convergence of incentives is a unique opportunity to find new drugs on rare diseases.
It's a key moment for the pharma and for all the people around rare and orphan disease. It's a new niche market and they need new products. And the new products is surely rare disease because, of course, if you put together all the rare disease, it's the third population in the world after India and China.
80% of rare diseases are genetic. Eventually, it is hoped actually removing or neutralizing the culprit genes will be the way to go. Drugs will then be far less important. But in the meantime, it seems more and more will come to the fore to help people cope and hang on to hope. Lucas Chambers, World Radio Switzerland.